Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A new documentary contends thousands of Native Americans have been disenrolled in their tribes. It's connected to casinos. With me now, the director of Your No Indian, Ryan Flynn. Ryan, thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
What is disenrollment?
That's a good question. Disenrollment is the process in which an Indigenous person is removed from their tribes. And it's been told to us that a lot of the time it's happening because of the casinos. You know, the fewer members in a tribe, the larger piece of the pie those that remain get. Now, this isn't happening at every tribe, but we spent 7 years following, dozens of stories of people getting removed in spite of DNA evidence or any number of paperwork. So this is happening throughout the United States, and our concern is it's going to continue to get worse.
Ryan, you said you've been investigating this for 7 years before this documentary came out. For you, when did this come to light?
I was just up one late night Googling, and I was curious about, how much does an Indigenous person get from their tribe? Turns out that number is different. Some tribes don't pay what's called a per capita payment, and sometimes it can be, six figures a month. And that's how I came across disenrollment. People claimed that they were being removed because of greed and that they had all the paperwork. It's like, well, where's the film? I'm really curious about this. And I was surprised that I had never heard of it and no one else had, and no one had made a film about this.
How difficult is it? You mentioned the documentation, but is it challenging in some of these cases to really track someone's heritage?
Well, yeah, that's a very, very good question. Finding out who you are oftentimes goes through, paperwork going all the way back to the 1700s. Having this documentation is key for many people and many tribes. But what our film is focusing on is when they have all the paperwork, when they're asked to take DNA tests and pass, and they're still removed. The people that kicked them out are, getting a pay raise from it. They get a larger check. And when they go to the federal government, to say, hey, I've been wrongfully removed, the federal government will say, we don't have jurisdiction. So there's no due process. And that's why the UN has called this a human rights violation. People are losing their homes, their income, but more importantly, their heritage.
Who are the tribal leaders involved? How do they have so much power?
Another good question. We like to call tribal leaders those that, leaders are people that work for their people, that better their tribes, that make them grow. Politicians are those that work for themselves, for their own benefit. So we like to call these, the people that are doing the disenrollments, we like to call them politicians, and this is happening throughout the United States, but it's largely started out in California, but it is spreading, with fewer resources, going to tribes, people are starting to figure out, who does this person belong? Do they belong? I've never heard of them. And these are the seeds that, sow disenrollment.
is part of this come out of people falsely claiming Native American heritage?
You know, Native American identity fraud is fraud. You know, if you're pretending falsely to be an indigenous person, that's wrong. You know, you're taking resources from, people that, I mean, frankly, deserve them. But that's not what our film is about. You know, we're studying rightful members being removed because, again, the fewer members in the tribe, the larger piece of the casino profits those that remain get.
Ryan, you mentioned, for example, people losing their homes. Talk about what disenrollment does to someone's benefits, their access to not only housing, but maybe healthcare and education as well.
Yeah. You know, if you're removed and, you know, let's say you grew up on the reservation or the rancheria, your grandparents were there. If you're removed, you know, pretty unceremoniously, you lose access to all those benefits. You can lose housing. You can lose your job. You can even lose your right to, go on tribal property. You know, we follow a case of a woman who was the leader of a tribe. She brought people back, but, you know, she was the, you know, what some would call the chief. They call it the tribal chair. And when the elections came back and she lost, they kicked her out of the tribe. They disenrolled her and they've banned her from, even being able to step foot at the casino, you know, and then you lose your housing stipend, you lose your education, and you lose your identity. But it's not just you that loses this. It's your kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. So this is a generational thing.
Were you able to talk to any of the tribal leaders involved and get their side of it?
Yeah. You know, it's our responsibility to remain balanced. So we welcome all perspectives. We were able to talk to a few people that are proponents of this, you know, but usually they're not citing if it's right. They're saying it's legal, you know, and the reason it's legal is because the federal government and the state governments don't have any jurisdiction. So they can commit fraud in plain daylight, because of, you know, what some have called loopholes.
Ryan, where can our listeners view your documentary?
Well, right now we're working on distribution. So we have a number of clips and trailers available at yournoindian.com. And in the next couple of weeks, we're hoping to announce a premiere. And then hopefully shortly after that, you know, streaming.
Great. Ryan Flynn, director of You're No Indian, joining us this morning on KMOX. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.